Counting down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Big week at Talkers.com. If you've been following the events that are publicized on the website, we're going to talk actually about the new media seminar taking place in Los Angeles this week. But Michael's first job here as the heavyweight in the numbers department is to go through the stories, the topics, if you will, the hot hits, the top 10 from this past week. And also the people that are making news, and there's not, I don't know, there's a whole lot of surprise here. It's always the order in which this material sets itself into place, Michael, that I think is the most interesting. So where do you have any things here that surprise you? I don't usually ask you that. When you look at this list, are you ever surprised at where things come in?
Never. I'm never surprised. I may be surprised at the news, but I'm never surprised at where the news comes in. This is a very predictable industry, and it's very true to form. It doesn't, as Bob Dylan said, it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. I mean, we don't need to be super analytical to understand that the vice presidential debate was the story that everybody was talking about pre, during, and post.
Yeah,
that had to be number one. We didn't have to listen to the radio to know that that would be number one, and of course we do, and we did, and it was. But here they are at number 10: Major League Baseball playoffs and National Football League action. At number 9: Iran nuclear ambitions. At number 8: the Turkey-Syria conflict. At number 7: the sentencing of Jerry Sandusky. At number 6: activity on the financial markets. At number 5: jobless claims are down, tied with the California report, incomplete. At number 4, aftermath of first presidential debate. We're still talking about that. And then, of course, that leads into number 3, the presidential race poll numbers. At number 2, we have the Benghazi attack facts being questioned. And at number 1, as I mentioned earlier, I sort of gave it away, the vice presidential debate. Most talked about people, we have Jerry Sandusky at 10, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at 9, Jay Carney at 8, number 7, David Axelrod, number 6, Bill Clinton, number 5, Hillary Clinton, at number 4, Paul Ryan, number 3, Joe Biden, number 2, Mitt Romney, number 1, Barack Obama. I don't see anything surprising there, do you?
Nah, I don't think so. What I do find interesting is to get a little bit philosophical now that the debate, the vice presidential debate, is over, looking at how much people who listened to it on the radio took away from it versus what people's perceptions are if they watch the debate on television. Because I found that radio, obviously because it's theater of the mind, we know what Joe Biden looks like, we know what Paul Ryan looks like, so people using their imagination as they hear the various explanations for questions or you hear the give and take. I found listening to audio and then looking to video of the same thing, I came away with two different impressions, actually, of what was going on. I had a less favorable impression of Joe Biden looking at the video footage than I did listening to him on the radio without being able to see what his body language was.
And you probably would have had even a different impression, more so like the radio, had you just read the transcript and not heard inflections in the voice or seen body language or facial expressions or grins, smiles, etc. This goes back, of course, when this was first really noticed, was during the first great debate between Kennedy and Nixon, when people said that the people who listened to the radio thought Nixon won the debate handily. The people who saw it on television, which was the first time a presidential debate was televised, the people on television thought that Kennedy won it because of the power of the visual aspect of the reality that it's trying to convey. So none of this is a surprise. It certainly does make you wonder which one is closest to some type of reality that we should be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, should we be concerned about whether Biden speaks intelligent truths or whether Biden looks like an arrogant fool?
Yeah.
and is rude. Don't know. Because we were so tied up with our event this past week, I'm first going to this weekend have a chance to analyze these for myself.
All right, I want to let's couple this discussion with something that did happen discussion-wise at the New Media Seminar held at the Steve Allen Theater in Los Angeles this week. A lot of hosts from all around the country, people who are big in the talk radio world, were present to participate in a healthy discussion as we, it's very good for us to have these discussions a couple of times a year, puts things into perspective. One of the things that came up during one of the sessions, something that hasn't really come to the surface before, and it sort of deals with what we're talking about now, video and audio together. There were some speakers at the New Media Seminar who put forth the idea that this new age of connection that listeners have with hosts requires that there be a video component. That is, something going on in the studio, something we can have that keeps us close to or maybe closer to what the host is actually doing, watching his face, watching his hands. And then there was another train of thought suggesting that because radio is theater of the mind, that we ought not to have any video at all anywhere because it ruined the effect of what people would do in terms of using their mind to create whatever realities they thought were being drawn by the pictures presented word-wise by the host. So I wonder...
And both are kind of true. I mean, choose your poison. Which way you want to go? The fact of the matter is that we are becoming a rewired species, and video is a very important component of how we consume media. Can't even go into a restaurant anymore without video screens all over the place, flashing in your eyes, without the sound on. Mm-hmm. That's the most bizarre thing. Football games, basketball games, newscasts, without the sound, there may be some script going across the screen, but it's like, can we live in a world without video flashing at us? I don't know. It was said by some experts that if you have a website without video, you're going to lose potential audience. But on the other hand, one of the things about radio that is so overwhelmingly powerful is its ability to pique the imagination, to, you know, put on a spectacular show without having to have special effects, without having to hire a cast of thousands of extras, without having to have video graphics. And there's a reality to that. These are all part of the questions and the challenges that are facing broadcasters in 2012.
Well, one of the things that I guess I'm thinking about my own website. I'm actually at the Talkers in my mind. I'm not at the Talkers.com website actually, but I'm in my mind back to the last visit I made to the Talkers.com website, which was yesterday. And thinking of the video there that underscores some of the information about some of the hosts and some of the programs and that sort of thing that you have at Talkers.com, it seems limited to me. And maybe that's the word that we need. If you have some of it, it needs to be limited because it isn't a television program. It's not a reality show. And and so I wonder if that isn't the word or the example of how...
Well, Talkers.com is a trade publication meant for serious people who want information about their business. We don't compete in the big numbers game. We're not going for hundreds of thousands of clicks so we could sell advertising to Pepsi-Cola. If we were on Talkers.com doing that, we'd have a ton of video because most people go to the web to see video. That's a statistic. People don't go to Talkers.com to be entertained. They don't go to Talkers.com because they want to see what Doug Stephan looks like. They go to Talkers.com because they need to know what's going on in their industry because that's how they make a living and they have to be prepared. So we can get away with having more of a text-oriented presentation. As a matter of fact, if we had too much video, it wouldn't feel like a professional trade publication. It would feel like an entertainment source. So when you're really niched out like we are, and we deal totally with how much of a penetration of the industry we cover as opposed to how many people go there, it's a different situation. But if you're dealing with something where you want listeners, you want hundreds of thousands of listeners to visit, you know, DougStephan.com, you probably are going to have a healthy dose of video because consumers looking for entertainment tend to like that. And it's a different thing.
Yeah, but it is part of what you call the New Media, a reflection on some of the things going on at the New Media Seminar. We'll talk more about that in a moment as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey fans, Exogen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exogen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exogen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We're sort of reviewing the New Media Seminar from this last week. A lot of people there. What did you carry away with it as the guy who put this together, your expectations versus what happened?
Well, I mean, I never know what to expect. When you put on a conference of that magnitude, anything can go wrong. So I'm sort of like the father of the bride at a wedding. I have to worry about all the details of the organization. But what I found is that the people in this industry understand that they're facing a very challenging new era. They're facing an economic crisis because the economy is very difficult. They're facing technological confusion because things are changing daily. And they're facing cultural questions because the nature of our society that they're appealing to is changing rapidly. But there was a very good spirit about it. We're becoming used to living in this frenzied chaos, and we're doing a good job with it. So everybody was very happy.
Yeah, it was. It was a provocative and productive time, and you'll be able to see video, back to the video, at Talkers.com and a review of what some of your favorite hosts had to contribute to all of this, Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, with our overview of the charts for the week ending October the 12th.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, If you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the founding fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a libertarian to vote libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman is back with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we go through the charts for this week. Some of the items in the top list, the stories, affect legal matters, and I always like to get Steve's input. He gets interviewed a lot. I saw an interview, actually I didn't see it, I listened to it. We've had this past week the Talk Radio Seminar. Talkers.com puts on the new media seminar twice a year. And here in Los Angeles, we've had a lot of the folks from around the country come, and we just share our stories and try to learn from one another. And I noticed that you'd been on Free Talk Live, which is an interesting show. The kids are from New Hampshire, I think one of them is. I don't know where they all are from. But you, with them, are doing what you do with me and with a lot of other people, talking about scams, because that's one of your big things. And the more we get into technology, Steve, the more likely people are to be affected by scams.
Yeah, and it's incredible because it's also a matter of the best you do, you're still vulnerable because of there's so much information out there in businesses that you do business with. And it can be your bank, your hospital, and it's why you really have to jealously guard. When somebody just asks at the doctor's office for your Social Security number because they want to use it, you say no.
Yeah, no. And well, we need to know. No, you don't need to know. Never give anybody your Social Security number, no matter what.
Yep.
All right, the sentencing of Jerry Sandusky and the appeals after. A lot of people think, okay, this guy's guilty. I'm wondering, I think there's always a sort of shred of doubt with all of the things he said, even though he comes across as a crazy person. He gets to go to jail for basically the rest of his life. Now the civil suits begin, and the appeals process begins. What's likely to happen as a result of those?
Well, the civil suits, I very much doubt that we'll ever see a court with those. Penn State is definitely in a mode to try and do damage control. So the last thing they want to do is to be arguing about funds with the victims. As a matter of fact, I believe I'd seen reports that they hired the same guy that the federal government did to apportion monies to victims of 9/11. He was also hired by BP Oil. Does a good job, and I think what you're going to see is a sifting through, because there are going to be claims of people who are just making it up and seeing a way to get a dollar, and there are going to be very legitimate claims of young people whose lives were devastated by him. So I don't see those cases ever going to court. I see for leverage probably being filed. The other thing, as far as the appeals go, the appeals will take time, but he is not going to be free on appeal. No judge is going to allow that. He's going to be in prison, and he's going to be in danger. He is, you know, I saw pictures of him, and he's not the, the vibrant coach he once was. He seems like more of a frail old man. And frankly, in prison, he's a target because he's a celebrity, but he's more a target because he was a child molester. And the code of honor, I used to work in the state prisons, is that child molesters are the lowest of the low, and they do have cruel and unusual punishment in prison, and it's meted out by the prisoners.
So can they put him away, stick him in some solitary place where he won't become susceptible, or sooner or later is somebody going to stick something in his gut?
Could be both. It could be either of those, Doug, because that's one of the first things I'm going to be interested to see, because it has happened that certain guys who are truly persona non grata will not be isolated, and the administration kind of turns their eye for a little while, and the guy is very, very vulnerable. There are other times, and it well could be on this, because it's a public relations matter, they don't want him, the government doesn't want him to be attacked, so he probably will be isolated, but you can, you know, it's not a perfect society in there.
No, not at all. All right, next up, the Supreme Court looking at affirmative action again. This is a story from a Texas college student, number 5 this week in the countdown. What's your take on that?
Fascinating case. And, you know, frankly, what I think is going to happen is one of the justices, I believe it was Sotomayor, had to disqualify herself from this case. And it's a close call. I actually predict you're going to come out with a 4-4 tie. A 4-4 tie means that the lower Texas court, federal court, which upheld the University of Texas's affirmative action program, will still be in effect. But the questions are kind of interesting, because the question becomes, affirmative action was done to remedy problems in the past, and the question is now, how long? How long do you have affirmative action, and when is it remedied? And, of course, you also look at something, and it was a very legitimate question I hadn't even heard before the hearing. Some of it is race-based, certainly, and the race-based is even, you have a privileged black kid from a wealthy family, does he or she need that affirmative action? But he or she is treated as a minority for those purposes. So it's a darn complex case, and I think after all of the turmoil, I think it's going to come out to be a tie, which is going to leave things in place for the way they are for now.
All right. Quickly, the Lance Armstrong doping report. The legal side of this, there isn't really any, although some people think he ought to be sued. There's nothing really left. If he said, I don't want their connection anymore, isn't it over?
Yeah, it's pretty much over. There's no legal issue here. There's plenty of evidence that he did some cheating. To be perfectly candid, that is probably, bicycling is probably one of the most corrupt performance-enhancing drug sports ever.
It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney specializing in identity theft, legal advice, all kinds of things that we have that are necessary to understand some of the stories on the charts. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing our overview, if you will, the review of the charts for the week of October 8th to the 12th. Stories, the people that folks are talking about from the perspective of one of the nation's best talk radio hosts. Every week at this time, I try to bring you in to the minds and the work of one of the hosts who's on stations that are carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and such is the case with our featured talk radio host this week. Gary Saddlemeyer is from News Radio 1110 KFAB. What a great setup. I remember driving to your studio.
Right.
And being in Omaha, not knowing what to expect because I hadn't been there before, and right downtown is like the neon age. You still have that cool?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, what a great sign!
Thank you, Doug. Yeah, we're in the Dundee area of Omaha, and it's a neat, cool little neighborhood. And yeah, that neon KFAB sign on top of the building is considered a beacon in the neighborhood. In fact, I hear from people who live around here, if one of the letters burns out, we need to get it fixed right away.
How long have you been at KFAB?
35 years.
My God. Did you start as a news guy? How did you get started?
No, back then we were playing records and doing news and a lot of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, playing what was known at the time, Doug, you'll remember, the MOR, Middle of the Road Fork.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And with huge, huge numbers, 30-plus
yep.
shares. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we transitioned to talk, began to in 89, and went all the way over in 1990.
I'm not sure how to take that. You'll remember MOR. You've been reading too many of the trades talking about how long I've been at this.
Yeah, I know. I understand. It's just that you never hear that format accessed or mentioned anymore.
No, and yet there is there was something very comfortable about that, and it played into, and I'm going to get too inside here, but you and I have been around for a while, so the people who remember what they call full circle. service radio stations.
Yes.
And KFAB was one of those with those great call letters. Every city, every market had a station that was a full service station that had news and conversation in the morning, music, and all sorts of things about the community during the day and how things have changed. I'm not sure that it change isn't bad. It just, it's changed.
It is inevitable.
Yeah.
It accelerates. This is what astonishes me, Doug, about the changes. Is the pace. It is as if we have hit critical mass now with the technology, and it almost can't keep up with itself.
All right.
It's amazing.
I want to ask you about that, but let's go through our let me take you down that road for just a second.
Sure.
One of the things I want Gary Sattelmeyer to do is to give us the top 10 topic list for Omaha versus what we have on the top 10 list nationally here on Talkers. But in terms of how you just made a reference to something that was very much a part of this new media seminar that we had here in Los Angeles this week, looking at how people use your radio station and the things that support your radio station. So as you and I were just talking about your history at the radio station, what you've done and how things have changed and how quickly things are changing, there was a discussion here about use of video and audio, and whether or not one needs to, in order to have a full complement of knowledge about the radio station and the host, needs to be able to see the host doing the program or presenting something on your website that is video. And the reason I bring it up is because the vice presidential debate may have been one of the great examples of how it's the two media are contrasting. I listened to the debate. I did not watch the debate. When I saw Joe Biden after the debate, I had a different impression of what was, I guess, essentially the outcome of the debate. And I wonder, I mean, there's two different things here, but I think you understand my drift.
Yes.
Using the wonderful imagery that's available for guys that have talent like you and the men on your station who can draw word pictures, what do we need video for? Isn't that the antithesis of what we're trying to do?
Well, it depends, because we have a multilateral operation now. Obviously, all radio stations do. For what we do over the air, yes, you're right. But for what we do on the website, it's a different ballgame, and social media. I think it's a tremendous adjunct to our on-air work, or can be if it's done right. I'm interested in what you said, though, Doug, because you listened to it on the radio, and Charles Krauthammer had a very insightful point after the debate. He said it was in three stages. If you looked at the transcript, it was probably even. If you heard it on radio, Biden probably won. If you watched it on TV, Ryan probably won because of Biden's mugging and laughing and rolling his eyes and all of that.
Right.
But,
and that's an interesting – we have that outtake this week on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the Krauthammer piece, where he goes through that. And it's what actually got me to think about this whole perspective of what we do, that and what we discussed in one of the seminars at the Talk Radio – I mean at the news – the new media seminar, one of the panels – was all about this and whether to do it or not to do it. And I'd be curious to get just a little bit more. I don't want to get stuck on this, but I am interested in how you at KFAB use the various media to support your radio station, because that's really what it's all about. You've got to support the core business is the radio station.
Sure. Well, we have, number one, a terrific news department that puts up a lot of video covering local news here. And all of our personalities are very active on the social media, Facebook and Twitter. We don't do, must admit, a ton of video on the social media. We do post pictures, we do post some video, but a lot of it is interactive. What we have found is that listeners like to be engaged with the radio station in a way that you never could before. You know, you could take calls on air, of course, but that was about it. Well, now you can interact with people all over the place 24/7. You take it with you on your phone. It doesn't matter. Twitter, Facebook, it's back and forth. People seem to really like that, and we enjoy interacting with them. We do not do a ton of video on social media.
I listen. Actually, I've sampled stuff from time to time from you. I think iHeart is how I get it now.
Right.
You can find your radio station anywhere you go. Somebody in Omaha is traveling to New York City that otherwise couldn't have heard it before. They can keep up with you and your morning program there and what's going on in Omaha. So I guess I wonder how much you have supplanted planted with this, the local newspaper? Or what is the relationship you have? A lot of local talk radio stations are trying to have relationships with the newspaper. Either that or they're trying to put them out of business, one or the other.
Well, we have an interesting relationship with the Omaha World Herald. Going back for 80-some years, there have been we've both had our moments. We've both had ups and downs in the relationship. I don't think either one of us is trying to put the other out of business. I mean, let's face it. And you know, to people who go about their lives every day, this is a non-issue to them. There's KFAB and there's the Omaha World Herald. It's not like either one of us is going away.
Right.
A local newspaper, you typically have one per city. There's no way that a radio station is going to have 100-plus reporters. It's a different type of news delivery.
Well, you know as well as I do that some of the scuttlebutt in some of the arenas in which both of us play shows the radio station doing better at presenting some of the local news stories because the local paper can't compete, but it's not the same scenario. You have the opposite scenario there where there's so much support for all these reporters, so you use them and use them well, and that makes good sense. Gary Saddlemeyer is the program director at News Radio 1110 KFAB in Omaha, does the Good Morning Show on the radio station. How about the... If I asked you, and you don't have to come up with top ten, but you know, you've been carrying this program at KFAB for a long time, so
yeah.
You know what we're all about here, the top 10 topics of the week. Can you come up with 10? What do you think is reality for your local situation in Omaha?
Well, I couldn't come up with 10 off the top. I can tell you what the big hits are right now in Omaha, and obviously as we get down to within 3.5 weeks of Election Day, that ranks very high in the top 10, the presidential election. Remember, Nebraska and Maine are the only two states who split their electoral votes by congressional districts, and Obama won Omaha in 2008.
Really?
There hadn't been a Democrat electoral vote out of Nebraska since 1964. So that's a little bit in play here, District 2, where Omaha is, the presidential race. We also have a very hot U.S. Senate race here because former Senator and presidential candidate Bob Kerry came back, and he's running, and the attacks against him by the other side are pretty relentless about being a carpetbagger because he's lived in New York for the last 11 or 12 years. But he's a player. You know, Bob Kerry was a very charismatic, very big deal politician here for a long time. So that's a big story here. And I must tell you, we're in the middle of October, and I don't care what else is going on. Husker football is a big story. It is. You know, you've seen the landscape here.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, absolutely. Back to Kerry for just a second. You said he's a player. I forgot why he got beaten, didn't he?
He retired after two terms in the U.S. Senate, and then ran the New School University in New York.
Oh, right.
And it was interesting. They thought he was a radical conservative.
Yeah.
In the New School, and in Nebraska, he's known as a left of center Democrat.
Yeah. So, is your radio station KFAB taking a position when it comes to these to issues and or to personalities as they run? Do you do editorials that say you ought to vote for this guy or that guy or take this issue and do this with it?
Depends on the individual host. Obviously, we don't, as a radio station, we don't do that.
Right.
And I must tell you, our morning show, which I host with my co-hosts, is kind of a hybrid, and you walk a line because we do a lot of newsmaker interviews.
Yeah.
And we try to be an honest broker and play it down the middle in the interviews. But when we get into a talk segment where we're doing opinions, each individual will say what he thinks.
Yeah.
But I've never gone so far personally as to say you should vote for so-and-so. I think people, you know how personal a medium radio is.
People
who are with you, they know pretty much where you stand.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. Gary Saddlemeyer is here. We continue our conversation with him on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at QLSkipAYear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Continuing on our conversation with our featured talk radio host this week is Gary Saddlemeyer from News Radio 1110 KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska. All right, so you've given me some of the items that are top on the list, that is local items. Of the top 10 this week, which ones, and I know you've seen them and you've heard me go through them already, which one is a hot button, or are there two or three or four that are hot button issues other than the presidential debates and the election? What else rings a bell there?
Of the national top 10, the countdown that you're doing, Doug, I would say, well, not so much today, but obviously the Libyan consulate attack investigation and that burgeoning story, which may be becoming a scandal. There's a lot of interest in that.
It's not going to help the present occupiers.
No, it's not. The Jerry Sandusky sentencing was big. A lot of opinion on that. Pretty much.
Anybody think he's not? I asked this question earlier. Anybody think he's not guilty?
I have not heard one person who believes that. You know, to me, the smoking gun was the Bob Costas interview where Bob asked him, "Are you sexually attracted to young boys?" And that pause after that question pretty much sealed the deal.
Saying nothing. That is another.
Right.
Now, how would that have played if you just heard it on the radio?
Oh, I think it would have played the same. Because I've seen the video and I've heard it on the radio. It's exactly, I mean, it's devastating to Sandusky.
Yeah.
Why would anybody pause after a question like that?
Right, you have the answer, you don't have, right, exactly. Hello, what am I going to say now?
Right.
Yeah. All right, what else?
A little bit on the voter ID laws, because it plays into a couple of other issues. One of them is immigration, and the other one, of course, is just this growing divide between left and right and how every issue becomes political now. And the voter ID law question is pretty much, if it's left up to this Justice Department, there will be no voter ID law.
Yeah, and you wonder, though, how it is, how big a problem is illegal immigration in Omaha and in Nebraska?
Not as huge, obviously, as it is in border areas, but significant. We have a rather significant meatpacking industry in this part of the country, as you know. Also, other large industries which rely on a tremendous amount of labor, and the word gets out. We have some communities in Nebraska which have become almost unrecognizable compared to what they were, say, 20 years ago.
Amazing. All right, great overview. Gary, great to have you back on the program. Great to talk to you again.
You
Gary
too,
Settlemyer is the program director at News Radio 1110 KFAB. What a fabulous radio station it really is in Omaha, Nebraska. Good to have you here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Michael Levine is here from, Michael has several identities as one of the most prominent PR experts in our country. He has the LCO Online Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, where he works with all kinds of people from all aspects of life, mostly actors and actresses, people who have high visibility, people who sometimes need help. Sometimes people you work with, Michael, don't know they need help, right?
Often, right. Huh?
They just say, oh, I'd like to have a little bit of that. But when you assess what their real needs are, what their desires and goals are, you find that they have problems that they didn't know they had. Sometimes there's an image that shows up now because there's nothing that's private anymore. And nothing, right? Nothing is private.
Zero.
Nothing.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So as a word of caution, you suggested to Vice President Joe Biden prior to the big debate this week with Congressman Ryan that he do something. And I wonder whether you want to talk about what you suggested and then, as a PR expert, whether he followed your advice, whether he heard it or he didn't. But how did you see, what did you think about the outcome of this debate?
Well, the single most idiotic line uttered at either convention, Republican or Democratic, was Joe Biden's screaming rant that America is not in decline. At the Democratic convention, Vice President Joe Biden said, screaming at the top of his lungs, almost like an Al Pacino character in a movie, that America is not in decline. Well, my friend, Joe Biden is out of his mind because America is in decline. I mean, it's ranked 19th in the world in education now. What would have to happen for America to be in decline if it isn't now? So I cautioned him not to repeat that line and further to address it and say, look, this is a very bad patch for America. We are declining, and we have to take these steps. He did follow my advice in terms of not mentioning the idiotic line, repeating it, I should say, but he did not follow my advice in addressing it. Now, I should say I watched the debates. I have now watched the vice presidential debate three times.
Once, really?
Once with sound, once without sound, and once in a room, a crowded room of people. And I have to say that though technically the factual information, maybe perhaps heard on the radio, were a tie, the presentation on television, his obnoxious smirks, his laughing continually, were so obnoxious, so much a symbol of the partisanship that has gotten us into the gridlock, that I think that if you watched it on television, Paul Ryan, which most people will, Paul Ryan will win the debate based on the fact that he was significantly less obnoxious, much more cordial, much more respectful. Now,
likeable, I think the word is likable. If I may interject for just a second, I listened to it partially on the radio and watched a little bit on television. I found that I had a different point of view from what I heard, and then as I saw Biden and some of the things you're suggesting, and I like Joe Biden. I think he's a character. I like Paul Ryan. I think the only thing that I felt at the end was that Ryan was not advised properly when it came to discussing the abortion issue. I thought that was a horrible way for the thing to end, especially given the fact that they'd had gains of almost 18 points among women around the country. To go off and elaborate the way he did, whether it was a setup from Martha Bradley or not, Joe Biden handled that one much better than Ryan did. But in general, overall, if you watched it, it seemed Biden was doing some of the same things Obama did, and maybe that's the arrogance of power. Maybe that's how people see it, Michael.
Well, Joe Biden used more mugging, more smirking, more facial expressions, giggling, silly. He looked like a combination of Jerry Lewis and Jim Carrey. And frankly, it's obnoxious. It's disrespectful in the extreme. And I think it's a symbol of this incivility.
Yeah.
We pay our politicians to go to Washington and solve our problems, not mug for the camera, not have food fights with their political opponents. I think in the area of civility, decorum, Paul Ryan looked, if you watch it on television, significantly better.
Yep.
So there we are.
I think it brings it to the surface pretty well. Michael Levine has written 19 books on communication, including 5 bestsellers, and is here every week to respond to some of my questions about these important events in the world of talk radio and how he would advise people who are involved in these situations what to do. Also, you might want to check out LBN Alert, which is another production of the folks at Levine Communication, a daily overview of the news from all aspects of society. LBNElert.com. Thanks to Michael Levine to be here on the Countdown to Something Special. We're happy to have you here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There are disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.